Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
All right, here we go with another Straight Talk Solarcast. Another solo one because, boy, it is a busy time of year. Today, over 95 degrees in Brentwood, and we're not even in May. So, kind of warm, but it's great for solar weather. Today's topic I wanted to talk about is contractors and how important it is to use a licensed contractor for your solar project, really for any project that's over $500. Not only is it the law in California that a contractor's license must be provided at the time the proposal is done, and then they have to, basically a contractor has to be used for any project, any construction project over 500. And so what does that really mean? And what happens if you don't use a contractor, a licensed valid contractor? Well, for the customer, the contractor's license actually provides all of the protection really for the customer. And so should there ever be a problem at the end of the project where the contractor just doesn't show up anymore, the licensed person or unlicensed person, if they don't show up, the customer really has a lot of recourse. They can file a complaint with the state contractor's board. The state contractor board can contact that contractor and they can suspend the license. And what that means is that contractor can no longer do business in the state without getting this issue cleared up. And the contractor's board many times offers mediation services, many times will help to resolve any issue, especially if there is an issue of the money not being paid, or it's already been paid and the contractor just disappeared or has done partial work. And anyway, so all of those kind of issues can be resolved if you're using a valid contractor. If you're not using a valid contractor, what happens is essentially you're on your own. You can try and if the money's already been paid, you have very little recourse other than trying to sue that person in court. And it's really difficult. You have to hire an attorney if it's over $10,000. Under $10,000 is in small claims court. But it's a big mess. It's really difficult to not only get performance, but actually, even if you win the judgment, it's really difficult to get someone to pay a judgment through the courts or small claims. So, and if they're ignoring your demands for payment, there's probably a reason. That reason is probably financial. And it's likely they don't really have any money to either finish the project or pay you back the money that they have already accepted. So how do you check to see if the contractor you're using is licensed? Well, the first thing you can do, at least, and I'm just speaking on California perspective, you can Google California contractor license lookup, and it will take you to the contractor's page. And from there, you can enter the contractor's name, his personal name, you can enter the business name, you can enter the license number. And all of that information needs to be on the contractor's business card, and it needs to be on any proposal, it needs to be on their truck, anything where their contractor business name is, the license number also has to appear. So you should be able to find it pretty easily, and if not, that's kind of a big red flag, because as a licensed contractor, I can tell you we worked pretty hard to get that license, and we want people to know that you are dealing with a licensed contractor. Not only is it put in, we have to know what we're talking about in the trade, but there's a huge amount of contractor law and safety that we need to know as well. In the solar business, we have so, I would say it feels like half of the industry is not licensed. And what I mean by that is there are tons and tons of, they call themselves solar brokers, solar salespeople, solar consultants, and they're not typically licensed by the contractors board to sell solar. Most of the time, they will go to a contractor and say, "Hey, we can generate a ton of business for you, and we'll provide the sale, you provide the installation, and we'll just kind of split the money." And it's very common. And a lot of times, what happens is that's not legal, and so the person selling the license has to be employed by that contractor. And there's a few ways around it, but it's pretty difficult. Otherwise, you may not have known this, but if you contract, let's just say you're doing your solar contract, and it's John's solar sales, and Pete is the solar installer. Well, if the contract is coming from Pete, then that's kind of a gray area, because John technically should be licensed as a home improvement salesperson on the contractor's website. It's pretty rare that happens, but that's what's supposed to happen. Now, let's just say Pete is not licensed either, which we're seeing more and more lately. I have no idea how this happens, but anyway, let's just say the project is for $20,000. We get to the end of the project. Guess what? As the consumer, you can just tell them, "Hey, you guys aren't licensed. You did the work." By law, our legal obligation is only $500. So the contractor can sue you. He can try and collect any which way, but legally, you only owe him $500. So maybe that is a good way to do it, but more than likely you won't get much support after that. So anyway, the best thing is to use a licensed contractor. The contractor's website will also show if that contractor has paid their insurance. That's a big deal, because when people are on the roof and let's just say they fall off, if that contractor's not licensed, guess who is on the hook for that person up on the roof? So you got it, it's the homeowner, and most likely the homeowner's insurance, but really, that's not your responsibility. It should be a licensed contractor that's following proper safety protocols. And unfortunately, we hear this almost on a daily basis now, and it's getting really tired. The company that installed my solar, can't find them. They're never licensed, or I bought the house. Contractor is out of business, and we have a problem with our system. And it's 95 degrees outside, and our air conditioning is going full blast, and our solar panel system is not producing. So people tend to get a little panicked, a little freaked out, and we can't get there fast enough to try and service someone else's work. And it's a bit challenging. So hopefully I've made my point. The big thing, use a licensed contractor. Check out their license if that license does not match the name and they're using someone else's license, that is a felony. And so not only is the person using the contractor's license in trouble, but also the person who let their license be used, especially if they knew about it, that is a major infraction. So these are serious, going to jail for letting your cousin or something sell under your license is crazy. And so we obviously, as licensed contractors and only using licensed contractors, we want to make sure that everyone is protected all the way through the process. So feel free to email us at straighttalksolarcast@solarharmonics.com. If you have any questions, concerns, issues, or anything like that, feel free to email the contractors board. From what I have seen, the California one, they are very responsive. And they want us to be using licensed contractors as well. So that's it for this week. If you have any topics that you would like us to review, feel free to email us again at straighttalksolar@solarharmonics.com. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks again.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.